It's Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 23rd, AD 2023. This is the World View in 5 minutes, written by Jonathan Clark and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Here's some good news to be thankful for. A pastor in India was released from prison recently after facing false charges of forced conversions. Last month, officials raided a house church in the Uttar Pradesh state and arrested Pastor Chotalal. He has been ministering in his village for over 30 years under constant pressure from authorities. Commenting on his time in prison, the pastor said, quote, "I met 8 other Christians who were being held for the same reasons, and it was a great time to extend mutual encouragement and counsel to one another. I was also able to witness to inmates of other faith backgrounds and give them Bibles," end quote. Please pray for persecuted brothers and sisters in Christ in India, ranked 11th on the Open Doors World Watch list of nations where it is most difficult to be a Christian. Psalm 146, verse 8 says, "The Lord executes justice for the oppressed. The Lord gives freedom to the prisoners. The Lord opens the eyes of the blind. The Lord raises those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous." Meanwhile, in Europe, anti-Christian hate crimes are on the rise, according to a new report by the Observatory on Intolerance and Discrimination Against Christians in Europe. Last year, Christians suffered 748 incidents across 30 European countries, up from 519 incidents in 2021. Arson attacks on church buildings increased in particular last year. Hate speech laws in various countries have also been leveled against Christians in Europe. The research group's director, Anja Hoffman, noted, quote, "In our legal analysis, we found that the criminalization of the expression of Christian doctrine on controversial issues was one of the main reasons why Christians were stigmatized and prosecuted," end quote. On Tuesday, Israel and Hamas, the Muslim terrorist group, agreed to a 4-day pause in fighting that began on October 7th. The plan involves Hamas releasing 50 hostages, including women and children from Gaza, and Israel releasing 150 Palestinians from prison. The deal also allows humanitarian aid and fuel into Gaza. The pause in fighting comes after weeks of negotiating by the U.S. and Qatar. In the United States, city officials in the state of Georgia have apologized for arresting a man who held a religious sign in public. 2 years ago, the city of Port Wentworth arrested Jeff Gray. He was holding a sign that read, quote, "God bless the homeless vets," end quote, in front of the city hall. Gray finally reached a settlement of over $5,000 this week. The settlement goes to Gray as well as the National Coalition for Homeless Veterans and the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression. Gray said, quote, "I'm thankful for the outcome here, but I will not stop speaking out on behalf of myself and my fellow citizens," end quote. On Monday, an abortion activist pled guilty to firebombing a pro-life group's office. Authorities arrested Hirundundu Roychowdhury earlier in March after a grand jury indicted him. This comes over a year after he vandalized the Wisconsin Family Action Office with words like, quote, "If abortions are not safe, then you are not either," end quote. Roychowdhury could face up to 20 years in prison. The attack was one of hundreds that took place last year against churches and pro-life groups. As it faces recruitment struggles, the U.S. Army is now trying to bring back soldiers who were discharged for refusing COVID-19 shots. A recent letter from the Army to former soldiers noted, quote, "Former soldiers who were involuntarily separated for refusal to receive the COVID-19 vaccination may request a correction of their military records," end quote. The military COVID shot mandate was in place from August 2021 to January 2023. The U.S. Armed Forces discharged over 8,000 troops for refusing the shot. The military also denied thousands of religious exemption requests from the shot. Since the shot policy ended, only 43 discharged service members have sought to return. And finally, Lifeway Research reports that 67% of Americans say they give thanks to God at Thanksgiving. Lifeway notes that statistics from YouVersion's Bible Lab show scripture readers spend more time in the Psalms at this time of year. Over the past 5 years, the most frequently read verses around Thanksgiving come from Psalms, followed by 1 John, Numbers, Proverbs, and Hebrews. The most popular scripture overall during Thanksgiving was Psalm 100, verses 4 and 5. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name, for the Lord is good. His steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. And that's the worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thanksgiving, Thursday, November 23rd, in the year of our Lord, 2023. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or get the Generations app through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.